T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Game, we have avocados.
Yeah,
oh, save me some. Yes, yeah,
we'll
some.
Will do.
I think we're on the air.
I think we are.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is our yearly donation drive, and we're in two different locations in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Yuzette and I are right now in Marin. We're at the Corte Madera location of Bay Club Marin. And Vinny, you're down in Los Gatos.
That's right. We're all set up here with fire pits and I don't know what you call this thing hanging over my head. Tarp? Whatever.
Canopy?
A tent? Got a little tent going on?
300 people here.
There are a lot of people already here.
We have like 500 people.
Yeah, we have like 500 people.
We have 1,000
make some
people.
Noise.
Yeah, come
okay.
on.
So we're all just going to be full of it this morning. Great.
Apparently. listen, so this morning we've done these donation drives for years, and a lot of we used to support Toys for Tots. In fact, we still do support them. But this year with the fires, I have major echo, by the
Me
way.
Me too.
Oh, there we go. That's lovely.
Thanks. Perfect.
This year with the fires in the North Bay, we've changed it up a little. And today, all our donations that we collect are going to go to Tipping Point Community. And we wanted to take a minute. We're going to do this throughout the morning. We're going to mention some of our friends and neighbors that we lost up in the North Bay, just so we can all take a second and remember how important today is and what exactly is at stake. We lost the lives of Karen Acock, Carmen Beres, Irma Bowman, Roy Bowman, George Cheney, Carol Collins Swayze, Janet Costanzo, and Mike Azarian. So we'll be listing names all morning long. I'm still having that terrible echo. Whatever's happening there, I'm not sure where I'm getting feedback from, but that's...
They're working on it.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
As we do.
We will, in fact, do it live. So we are up here...
I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Whoa.
Thank you, Bill.
Angry.
Now get out of the public commentary forever. Go away. We're not going to do it live. Only because you said to. You rat. So we have a lot of food happening up here. I know you guys have some great stuff happening at Courtside, but I just saw that Nothing Bundt Cakes but just showed up. Have you ever had one of these Nothing
Bundt Cakes? I believe I did last year.
Oh, my. Also, Phil's Coffee, EO Products, Pig in a Pickle, Damon, I guess.
Yum.
From, Pig in a Pickle.
Thanks, guys.
So we've got some food up here. We have some fire pits. They've actually really tricked this area out.
Isn't
here.
It beautiful?
It's really beautiful. We have like a large fireplace behind us.
Uh-huh.
It feels very
couches
Christmassy.
And nice comfy chairs. We have a ugly sweater activation going on. If you want to come take a picture, we're also handing out ornaments.
Oh, we
is
are.
Is that the red button you just hit?
Ornaments.
Let's see here. No, it was the orange.
All right, just so I know.
In case Vinny wants to hit a button.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Just give Vinny all the buttons. Merry Christmas, Vinny.
Life is good down at Bay Club Courtside, everyone.
What's
got
going on
buttons.
Down there?
No, it's all good. We've got fire pits, and they've actually sectioned off the little area we're in, so there won't be cars ripping through here. And we're going to be able to hang out. I've already done some photos, and people are making donations. We've got an entire table set up with the iPads for people to make digital donations. That's probably not the right way to say that. I don't know.
I think digital donations work. Sure.
Let's use that. I like it.
Yeah. I like it.
I would love a digital donation.
Well, thank you for your donation.
I'm going to climb under the desk. I don't know what to say about that. Okay. Anyway, we are able to take cash donations, but we're actually hoping that you'll be able to make them via credit card or PayPal or however that thing can accept them. And then we've got some other stuff. I think there's some giveaways happening, and I haven't even been inside yet to see what we've got food-wise, although I think we do have food and some beverages here as well.
We're fully breakfast up in both locations. So if you
they have a new cafe there at Courtside. So they're supplying the food.
Oh, cool.
Really great. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I already met Jose, and he's out here sort of working on that stuff. And I'll tell you another thing. I am in full view of Netflix, and we're going to send Hooman over to knock on the front door with a video of Olive, and hopefully we can get that thing distributed.
Am I even on?
That'd be
okay.
Great. You're on.
Hey, you know, we did have a big meeting about this morning, and I feel like I need to stay focused, eyes on the prize. I'm here for the people.
I agree. You get over there, and tell them Olive is where it's at.
I'm on the prize, buddy. I'm busy posting on Instagram this morning.
Oh, I can't wait to see your live Instagram story about your visit to Netflix.
It's going to be excellent. We can't wait to see that.
I'm living for Hooman to go knock at the gate.
Yep.
Don't live for that. Let's live for something else.
Can you imagine
so many other things to live
the
for.
The miles you put on trying to get that movie distributed. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
Well, everywhere. I went to Qatar.
Yeah.
Qatar.
I went to Dubai.
Dubai, everyone.
Yeah.
With a
Scotland,
DVD of
Myanmar. I mean, where haven't you gone?
Yeah, I've definitely traveled the world.
But you won't walk across the street on the green.
That's too close. So far enough.
Hooman, I really think you have to.
Yeah.
No, unless they've already told them no, you guys. Have you approached them, Hooman, or...
Chris is pretty hooked up over there, and
your buddy Chris,
the film's funder, and basically the decision maker.
I got it.
Don't shame him, please.
Hey, you guys, let's take a second and thank everyone that came to the Westfield San Francisco shopping center last night.
How was your tree lighting?
Fantastic. It was so incredible.
So if you look at Yuzette's personal Instagram and my personal Instagram probably has the best Instagram posts I've ever posted in my life.
Because he spends an hour. Yeah.
You are amazing, Hooman. I mean,
if you want to see what we just posted.
Oh, come on.
How is that?
You are the best poster of all time.
I'll do
Hooman,
something like
everybody.
That for us this morning.
God, all right, good.
Show off.
I know.
Did you see
it?
Can you see it over there?
It's Hooman TV.
No, we're not looking at it.
Why not?
I'm sure it's amazing. I mean, my phone is glowing, so I assume there's something amazing on there. So Yuzette was telling me this morning, she goes, I'm sure I've told you this story. I guess, you know, the kids, our kids, Yuzi and Bryn and Hooman, they all told Christmas stories.
I was the only one that told. We brought Bryn up for something else. But tell a Christmas story. Just one.
So Vinny, she says that we've heard this story, and maybe we have. I mean, my memory is just not what it used to be. But she started telling it to me this morning. I said, stop. I don't think I've ever heard this one before.
All right.
Did I ever tell you about the time my dad gave me garbage for Christmas?
That's a good story.
You got garbage for Christmas?
Yes.
Was this the time? Was this because of the year that you ran? Well, you didn't run away, but it was that time you split.
Split to my mom's. No, this was when I was about 9. I could have been 8 or 9 years old. And so I used to have to wrap, you know, my dad raised us, so I used to have to wrap my brother's Christmas presents. He would always make, I always knew what they were getting for Christmas.
Right.
And so that particular Christmas, my dad drove us down to L.A. to see our mom and put all our presents in there. So Christmas morning comes, my mom hands me a present from my dad. I open up the box, and there's garbage in there. There's, like, wrappers and, like, old ribbons and old newspapers just thrown in a box. I was so sad because I thought my dad forgot about me.
He gave you garbage.
He gave
totally,
me garbage.
He totally
but wait,
remembered
wait.
You.
So
but
that's the end of the
garbage?
Story?
No.
Oh.
So
right,
a few hours passed. You know,
it was a trick.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, that's me crying.
Well, at 9 years old,
silently
I'm sure you you did cry. I'm sure.
I don't remember crying, but I remember feeling devastated that my dad had forgotten about me and
forgotten
gave me
about
garbage.
He gave you garbage. That's not the opposite
of
forgetting.
Yeah, that's way worse than forgetting. That is really mean.
It's better to be forgotten.
That is so mean.
Than get a box of garbage.
That is beyond the forgetting.
Oh.
All right, go on.
So my dad calls us a couple hours later, and he says to me, "Hey, did you get the check?" I'm like, "What check? What?" He goes, yeah, I put a check in the box with all that, all those wrapping stuff that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and my mom rush out to, she lived in apartments, so we had to rush out to the garbage bin, climb in the garbage bin, and find that check amongst all the other Christmas garbage people had thrown in. So we found it.
How much was it for?
It was $25.
Oh my God, $25. Wow. Is that a Christmas cop-out to give your kid a check in a box of garbage?
Well, I think he thought that I could go shopping with my mom with it.
And get what you really want.
Yeah, because, you know, he bought stuff for the boys, but he found it difficult to buy for me.
But why the gag? I mean, it's particularly mean.
I don't know. Oh, look who just showed up.
Perfect timing, too, at the end of the crazy story about garbage. Johnny Moe. Yeah. There's your headset right there.
All right. Johnny's late, everyone.
Our star, everyone, Johnny Moseley.
Yeah.
Yay,
I'm sure he's
Johnny.
Saying, hey, guys, I don't work here, you know? I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, where are you, man? You're half an hour late.
But your call really time, your call time was 18 minutes ago.
Whoops.
John.
Mr. Moseley, sir.
Why are you late, Johnny?
Well.
Give us a story.
We still have that echo, by the way.
I've been up just having coffee, getting ready, looking at the names, you know, all excited. And I even had my niece. I was going to bring her down. She was all excited. And I when I went to bed last night, I was like, I'll pick you up at 6:15. We're on at 6:30. And then this morning I just was looking through your text, and I looked at it. And I better check. At 1 minute to 6, I look, and it says 6 a.m.
Crunch.
Just, nice. I mean, there's no other, you know, excuse for that except I just Johnny'd it. Like, that's just
oh, that's called a Johnny. We usually call that a Vinny, but we can call it a Johnny for today.
For today. That's not bad, though. I Johnny'd it.
Basically, my wife wasn't paying attention, and that's what happened.
Oh.
No, I mean, she was, what I'm saying is, like, she was asleep. It was too early, you know what I'm saying? So, it was on me.
She's not in charge of your schedule?
That's what I'm saying.
When
I'm in charge, things go
so south. Your poor niece is now sitting at home.
Yeah.
You didn't have a chance to...
I was like, sleep in. You're gone. But of course, she'd already probably been up
of
for an
hour. Of course she had, right? Probably all excited. Is someone going to drive her by?
I tried to call my brother, so we'll figure it out.
Johnny.
What a terrible uncle.
Johnny.
Johnny.
All right, listen, I hope... a little Christmas present for everybody, Bryn.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who
What's
are the
about
people?
To happen?
People love... don't worry, Vinny. Nothing will hurt you. So, people love Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And people flip the...
Oh, my God!
Out.
You got Ed Sheeran up in Marin?
Yeah!
Yes. And not only do we have Ed Sheeran, but we have the Queen Bee. Beyonce... Hey. Queen Bay. Mm-hmm. Queen Bay.
I was going to say,
Sheeran.
Annie starts with an A. I don't get it.
Yeah, right. No. Queen Annie is here.
Queen Annie is around here somewhere.
All right.
Ed Sheeran.
Queen Bee. Got it. Go.
And Beyonce have teamed up for a duet on his song, Perfect. We've been playing the hell out of Perfect. You know the song. But they did a little. This is the one.
Yep. Beautiful and sweet. So it's pretty much
and now
the
we're,
same.
So it's pretty much the same. Okay, so is this the actual duet?
This is a duet. And
okay,
all right.
So
like
let's listen to it. I want to get right into the Beyonce part.
You want to jump to Beyonce?
Little... No. We'll hear a little Ed Sheeran get set up. Crank it up.
Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own. And in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby,
maybe we should skip.
Yeah,
I'll jump ahead. It's about 20 more seconds, so I'll just.
All right, okay. We can stand.
Ooh. Stronger than anyone I know. He shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home.
I found so pretty.
Love. To carry more than just
buddy, get your phone
secret.
Out.
I got my lighter out.
To carry
your phone lighter.
Are you guys still listening or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
you
are.
Guys are playing it and talking through it.
Love, fighting against
trying to work up a Cure over here.
I know we'll be alright.
This is like the ultimate slow dance. Remember being in middle school and being at the
the dances,
the school dance.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they nail that on Perfect Strangers? Or not Perfect Strangers, Stranger Things.
Oh my God!
Falco? Wait, what?
I was like, I didn't know you even watched Perfect Strangers.
No, you know the dance.
Absolutely, right? The kind of awkward hand placement and the.
I loved it.
I remember being, you know, I didn't have a boyfriend in middle school, and I would be so jealous when I would see the. I know, it's what gets out. I was such a geek. They, like, you would see the people, and they seemed so much older than you just because they were, like, basically hug humping on the. And I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to hug hump, too. Like, when am I.
Just like.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Johnny, you must. I know, it's sad, right? Johnny, you must remember that. Did you ever get to do any.
I'm trying to think. I do remember, like, a middle school dance.
Yeah.
And I that's all. I mean, I you know what I remember is, like,
you know,
I
that's
think I
all
did,
you remember
I did one
about it.
Session of, like, cotillion where you learned dance.
Oh, my God. You did cotillion.
I do
You're
remember
so
that.
High society.
I know.
That is hilarious.
That. Well, it was just, like, at God. School. It was just part of the school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even like, know what
that
is.
Did you go to school right here in Tiburon?
Yeah, Del Mar.
Oh, hey, they had cotillion there?
And, like,
oh, hold on. Hooman wants to talk.
Sweaty hands. Sweaty hands. That's all I remember. Sweaty hands.
Explain.
Yeah, you
got
to tell everyone what cotillion is.
It's like
to Vinny, what? Tell him.
You put on a. It's like where boys and girls try to learn to dance.
It's like fourth or fifth grade, isn't it? It's pretty young.
Yeah, I remember that being in like six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so yeah, and you know, dudes were people were hooking up at that point, or at least trying to. So there was a lot of like.
But it's real dancing,
like taking off out of the back and trying to get some action. But
are we talking about ballroom though?
Like a lot of sweaty hands.
It is kind of ballroom.
Yeah, ballroom, I would say.
Like your hand out. It's not
yeah,
the,
like you, they teach you. It's,
right,
you know,
and you would teach get some manners too, right? Like you would sit at a table and they teach you how to use your fork and knife.
No, that's not. That was two. This was like two sessions.
Oh,
this was not. You're thinking like the full city,
like the debutante stuff, right?
This was just a couple. Sessions and none of it really stuck.
Oh, that's
but I
too
do
bad.
Remember everyone being very sweaty.
Oh,
like sweaty hands.
Sure.
Sweaty hands.
Well, that's the thing when you first start holding the girl's hand and your hand is covered in sweat.
Yeah,
it's a nervous age, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, there was the. I mean, we talked all over it, but I'm sure you'll get to hear it in the future. Ed Sheeran and Beyonce.
Well, that could be one of those songs you have to hear like at least a dozen times to like it.
Well, don't worry, Alice has you covered. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be playing it at least a dozen times.
I mean, that was not right off the bat. Like, you know, give me that thing.
It was for me, all right, Johnny.
Sing out loud.
Oh. All right. Hey. Oh, damn. I'm doing what? All right. We're out of time. Surprise. We blah blah blah. So we are in two different locations. Vinny and I are both at Bay Clubs, but he's down in Los Gatos, Bay Club Courtside, and we're up here at Bay Club Marin in the Corte Madera Town Center Mall. Good morning, everyone who is braving the cold and out here early. Thank you guys so much for coming down. And we are raising money today for Tipping Point Community. This every dollar, 100%, is going to help our friends and neighbors in the North Bay. We encourage you to please bring credit cards to these locations. It's a lot easier for them to take. We have iPads set up. If you have cash or a check, that's also fine. We're set up for that as well. But specifically, it's a lot easier if we do it with a credit card, is what we're being told. So we're going to take a quick break. Vinny, nice to talk to you from so far away.
Mm-hmm.
It's always very strange.
I've got an excellent news break set up for right after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Just get me.
Alice at 97.3.
Get a set.
Johnny, we're on.
Oh.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Today's our big fundraising drive, and today we're raising money for Tipping Point Emergency Fire Relief Fund. And just to remind you, we lost a lot of friends and neighbors when the fire started on October 8th.
That's right. Stanley Coolidge, David Culp, Michael Domback, Valerie Evans, Elizabeth Foster, Jane Gardner, and Mike Grabeau.
those are just some of the names. We're going to mention everybody's name that we lost in the fires throughout the course of the morning. And just to sort of drive home the fact that we are trying to raise money to help the families that the families of these victims and the people who have been displaced. If you haven't been up into the area and driven through it, it's devastating. And you can do your part to help out this morning. We are encouraging credit card donations, but we'll take cash too. In fact, I want to say thank you to the Underwood family. They're the people with the drive-through tree in Leggett, California. They were talking about the chandelier tree.
Yeah, it's really cool. I just drove through there this summer. It was it's a cool part of the country. I didn't get to go check out what they've got going on, but right. I recognized it.
And they brought a bunch of mugs and stuff. Also, hello to VCA in Corte Madera. Apparently, Vinny, they all listen constantly every day. And they sent a representative by this morning.
Violetta?
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just want to mention really quickly before we get to the news, we're about to do something here at Bay Club Marin. Everybody has these glowing headphones on, and Vinny, it's some kind of like silent disco yoga class.
I'm watching and the Johnny show right now in the parking lot right here in front of us.
They're you guys are doing it there too?
Yeah.
Well,
they call it sound off.
All right,
and it's surround sound.
Oh, they're starting.
Johnny's going to drop his broadcast headphones, throw on the... He's full silent disco. He can't hear us anymore. Oh, look it. He's part of the party. Oh, if only you could see this, Vin.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching it happen right here in the parking lot at Bay Club courtside.
They have plenty of headphones.
They're doing little laps and getting after it. It's cool.
Oh, it looks really good. Everyone's got mats out here. This is amazing.
They're all in such good shape.
They're planking. Johnny fits right in.
Yeah, he does.
Hey,
all right, Bryn, hit it. Oh.
Oh, I'm going to do an Instagram story of it real quick.
The Radio Alice Report.
Should we wait? Or?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I thought we were going to wait for you. Are you sure? All right. Hooman's going to go do Instagram story, everyone. Hit me again.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... I got a little bit of echo.
Yeah, the echo is a thing.
You got that, too.
All right, then.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Tipping Point. That is the charity we're raising money for this morning. They're going to distribute the money that you donate to our friends in the North Bay, the fire victims. And Tipping Point, if you haven't heard of them, we kind of hadn't either up until very recently, but they are excellent. And we've had our people looked into it, and we feel like this is the best way to get all the money you donate directly to the fire victims in the North Bay. So thanks, Tipping Point. Here's what's happening. The first text message was sent 25 years ago today.
Huh. Well, really?
Well, do you remember the flip phone you had when the first person texted you and you looked at the thing and went, what the hell just happened to my phone? I don't know why there's writing on my phone right now. But I'm going to ignore that and hope it's not broken.
That seems like a weird email message. I don't understand it. I think it even showed up in my email list. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember exactly how that went for me, but I do remember being shocked by it and not understanding it and ignoring it. 80% of adults now and 91% of teenagers send at least one message a day. What are you good for, 20?
I would say easily 20. I would say easily 100. I mean, I have several ongoing threads. I mean, I have a thread with you. I have one with Yuzette, my mom, my sister, my brother, my husband, my contractor, my friends.
Right. No, I mean,
my echo, I'm going to text it later.
Text your echo.
Oh, that's cute. We'll just make the Echo a character on the show.
Yeah. Hi, Echo. Update, everyone. Johnny Mosley just took off his outerwear.
Oh.
He is fully... Oh.
It's getting serious.
He is so...
I have to take it. I'm taking another video of this. This is so funny. Go ahead.
All right. So half of people say messaging has pretty much replaced all of their other forms of communication. Text has taken over, everyone. And it is the easy way to get your point across without getting caught up in a web of convo.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Let's see here. Is there anything else? 56% of us have sent a text just using emojis. And I don't know if it's a GIF or a JIF, but 57% have responded to a message just using a JIF. Anyway, there's
is that. Is that those little animated things that you can find now?
Yeah.
I have never sent one. People always send them, like, on my Facebook or Instagram. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I always, the only time I ever send them is when someone sends me one. I go, oh, yeah, those things, they're cool.
The Silicon Valley is just SMH right now.
I know,
I'm
right?
sorry. I don't know what SMH means.
Shaking my head.
Oh, hey, Vinny, I just put up a couple of Instagram videos. Johnny Mosley is going crazy over here doing doing all kinds of athletic things that only he can do.
And this is your Instagram at Clarky Clark.
Yep.
Oh, you really videoed that. Okay, cool.
I sure did.
And there's Vaughn in the photo as well. Hi, Vaughn.
Look, Johnny
she videoed Vaughn videoing her. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Johnny, we need you back here. We need you back here. He's looking at me like, please save me. Please save me.
Do you think he's done?
Don't forget your jacket.
If I could briefly just congratulate the Alice staff on filling up my Instagram feed. Great job. I've got Clarky Clark, Brittany Boy, Clarky Clark again, Yuzette. Yuzette again, Alice at 97.3, Alice at 97.3. I'm serious. These are all, I'm reading these. Human TV. Oh, no, there's Joy from Vermont. Okay. You know her, right? That's real.
Well, sure do.
What spot did each state, while we're talking about Instagram, what spot did each state Instagram the most this year? Here in California, what do you think?
I'm going to say the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's not. I would have said that, too.
Can we get Johnny turned up? Where do you think? Lombard Street?
No, I'm going to say Disneyland.
It's Disney's California Adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Yep. That's number one in California. The Magic Kingdom was number one in Florida.
Oh, really?
Is Mount Rushmore on there?
Yeah, it's got to be, right? What else is there in North Dakota or South Dakota, wherever that is?
They're not even on my list. I didn't get them all because we're not going to sit here and do all of them. But
is Empire State Building? What's New York?
The Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, Yellowstone in Wyoming, the Grand Canyon of... You know what? New York is a good question. The White House was the most Instagram place in D.C.
Oh, of course.
That makes sense.
I don't have New York. I'll have to look that up and get back to you.
Is Massachusetts on there?
You know what?
No.
How could I have let that one go? Sorry, I'll look up New York and Massachusetts and get back to you. I meant to do this story yesterday, and let me check my clock. Oh, 6:45, plenty of time.
Hey, plenty of time. Unbelievable.
You know science.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you had to see me just catch Bryn completely in two other things at once to have enjoyed that. Anyway, science!
Science!
Science wants us to ban glitter.
I heard about this. What's the problem with glitter?
Well, so first of all, glitter are these little pieces of this plastic that is piled up in the ocean. They say that a big part of that giant... Texas-sized, or whatever they call the size.
Yeah,
hi.
The gyre.
Plastic that's gathered out in the ocean there, the island of it. It's just these little plastic particles that have piled up, and glitter is part of that. And science wants it banned because it's microplastic that ends up in the ocean or in the animals that feed out there.
Right.
So I can tell you just... If you were, I had my car clean, but if you were to catch my car on a day when I haven't cleaned it, the back seat where my daughter sits is just a glitter pit. And it's all those little Disney princess dresses are just glitterfied. And so I don't think any of that's getting out to the ocean, but the idea that there's so much of it that it is, science wants it banned. You with me?
I think if science needs something banned, we should do it. I have no need for glitter. It gets all over you.
Yeah, that's kind of a, I don't know, in some ways,
He's so winded.
Yeah, Bannett.
Can't catch his breath.
Are you thinking of strippers? I mean, I know that they...
He's like, well, what about the girls?
Yeah, what about the shiny, sparkly Wonder
I'm
girl?
Not into that anymore, so Bannett
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Bannett, take it out.
Well, I think...
just feel like if it's clogging up the oceans and hurting the animal life and et cetera, plus adding to that disgusting gyre that's out there floating around, let's go ahead and get rid of it. I think all the bad things should be gotten rid of.
It's also the reason guys get caught at the strip joint, because they're covered in litter when they get home. So there's a good reason to get rid of it, too.
Yeah, all the guys want it gone.
Here's a couple fast facts for you.
Oh,
fast facts.
From 2011 through 2012, China produced more cement than the U.S. did in the entire 20th century. You know, when we think about those pictures we see of China all smoky, it's because they make all the stuff.
Yeah, they do.
So, you know,
that echo, man.
I know, it's very distracting. So are all the hot people out in the parking lot jumping around like lunatics with headphones on.
Yeah, we're watching some here.
They're right in front of us. And it's funny because Johnny Moser was like, oh, I would do that. And then he starts looking desperately over his shoulder. Like, they're not kidding.
Call me in. Call me in.
Do you need me? Yeah, do you need me?
I think you need me on the air right now.
That's fun.
Hey, what are you listening to inside when you put the headphones on? What kind of music is it?
Yeah, it's...
like techno? Or?
Yeah. It's kind of like EDM, I guess you might call it.
Oh, I can't help myself.
Oh, here she goes.
Oh, yeah. Come on. The whole parking lot.
Somehow.
Everybody. We're all jumping over here, you?
Oh, you are?
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, we'll jump too.
We got... yeah.
My jumping quota for the day is full.
We just got a new Instagram post, everyone.
All right.
Boy, techno's a good workout too, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, it's probably a good time for us to reset. So it's the Sarah and Vinny Show, and we are out broadcasting live from two separate locations. I'm at the Bay Club courtside in Los Gatos. Sarah and Yuzette and Johnny are broadcasting, I don't know where.
Bay Club, you're in. Corte Madera, right off 101. Swing on by. Make a donation to Tipping Point.
We're right in the courtyard, though, in case you drive by the front door and don't see us. You'll see the donut truck, and then you'll know.
Right. We're outside. We're sort of between the buildings.
Yeah.
We've tried to make it easy for you guys to stop by this morning and make a donation to Tipping Point. Tipping Point is a great charity that is going to distribute your donations to our fine friends in the North Bay who suffered horrific fires this summer, or at the end there of summer. So that's what we're hoping to do this Christmas, try and spread the spirit to some people who may not even be there. Some people aren't even back in their homes and aren't going to be.
I mean, thousands of homes just completely gone, and these are people who a lot of times, and that's why Tipping Point's important. They are actually dedicated to ending poverty. 1.3 million people who are too poor to meet their basic needs, so they are doing this special fire relief fund, and all the money that we collect today is going direct to that. But they've been doing this for a long time, so they know what they're doing, and Tipping Point Community, we're really happy to be partnered with them.
What did our friend Dave from Tipping Point say yesterday about they've already distributed funds to help get a clinic back up and running and more beds there, right?
Right, exactly. $2.5 million, I think he said.
Yeah, I think it was in Santa Rosa. So they're already working to help the recovery efforts in the North Bay, but all your generous donations this morning will go to continue those efforts. So come by.
And it's really easy to give $25. Just text Alice to 20222. That is a super easy way to just make a quick donation. That contributes right to our drive if you can't make it out to one of our locations. Or go to tippingpoint.org/Alice. And give as generously as you can. A dollar is helpful if that's what you got. But, you know, obviously, we'd love you to give $1 million.
Oh, my God. Bryn is showing me the video of us. What do you call that?
Instagram story.
Instagram story of us.
Going off.
Dancing.
Oh, you guys going off.
I want to take it back. I don't want to have done that.
Sorry to say.
Well,
the things you do when you're on air.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Does Vinny get down? Have you ever seen him?
When Vinny goes,
he's got some skills.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can tell he's a wily little guy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
What's his style? Is it like hard and? You know, is he doing
he
that?
Bounces up and down a lot. Like, no, he likes he likes
he's
to bounce
a bouncer,
up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bouncer.
Yeah.
He's a bouncer.
You can,
although
yeah.
I'm
you
really
can check
enjoying
the story.
The demonstration of various styles of movement. I'd be like, Johnny Mosley, everyone.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Actually, you know what would make a great video, Johnny, is you showing some of your ballroom moves with Sarah there out in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. Be still my beating heart, Vincent. You know, if only I had cotillion skills, but I don't. So maybe we can find a cotillion person. Would you actually remember any of the waltzing stuff or whatever?
No, I mean, it was completely ineffective. I mean, I just, all I remember is like, you know, placing your hand up there, which everybody.
Oh, did you go just
all.
Hand to hand?
Yeah, it's like
there?
You go hand to hand and then hand to hip. Oh. That's all I remember.
And sweat.
And then the sweaty hand and the stepping on the toes. But you do get up tight and it's kind of like, you know, you're in there.
Oh, you get up.
The girls.
But you leave room for Jesus, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't go too tight. I mean, Jesus, it's cotillion.
Well, yeah.
All right. Vinny, you want to squeeze in any texts or do we have those today?
I don't have any texts, but I did want to mention, you know, we just talked about coming out to make donation at these locations, and you're probably thinking, well, I got to get my brekkie or my coffee. Each of the locations is set up with food. We've got a nice spread here at Bay Club Courtside, which includes coffee. So if that's something that might be holding you back, come by and get some grub here and make a donation. No worries.
We are going to actually do a quick giveaway here right now. We'll take caller number 9 back at the studio. We got Vanessa on the board back at the studio. 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock this morning, so if you want to meet us at either
location, come on!
We'd love to see you. We're
the fire truck just arrived here, everyone.
All these little mini immersion classes, 20 or so minutes.
Did that count?
If you want to jump in and get your workout in early, will you come and have a little fun? And we'll be back in just a few minutes here on the Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.